Hearts in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DefNet Media and HeartInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you
Peace and Freedom,
a quick roundup of Late Night,
High Kicks and Low Life.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. The news this week, Ian, there's not a great deal of news this week, but as we have just been experiencing Late Night, last Friday, the of May.
14th,
thank you. Tell us about Light Night. Tell me about Light Night, because I wasn't able to make it then.
Oh, shame you couldn't make it, yes. It rained all day and then it stopped at 6 o'clock, just as we arrived at Liverpool 1. We were at Liverpool 1 from 6 to 8 with our Liverpool Art Prize preview there, the back of the Blue Coats by Blue Coat Space Centre. And that went pretty well, yeah. Saw lots of people, and Lunya, the restaurant.
They
came out with their canapes. That drew the crowds.
Yeah, I bet it did.
More than our artwork. we saw lots of like families and other groups. Obviously, out for the evening specifically to go around these things and collecting wristbands as they went around. We had some wristbands to give out. The girls always had, all the gamers asked for pink ones.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Even the sort of ones you might expect to be more. I'm not
wearing a wristband.
Not that stereotypical thing, but they do. And so we were handing out our new Liverpool art map, which is more news. Liverpool art map has just been printed and we're distributing it all around the city centre.
11 boxfuls.
More
than 11.
Yeah. The car is full of them. Late Night. Well, from what we hear, anyway, we were in Liverpool 1 for a while, but we went in the Blue Coat Garden, that was packed out, there was music going on, and the courtyard where the crafts market was, that was packed out. And we heard that walk was really, really crammed to the rafters.
For the Toulouse-Lautrec.
Toulouse-Lautrec exhibition opens there, the whole French evening with baguettes.
Apparently. And dead Belgians were playing?
Dead Belgians, yeah. The group, that is, not actual dead Belgians.
Yeah.
And then we did go on down to this area, actually, Day Foundation and the Gallery in Liverpool and Stanhope Street. And the Biennial did something in one of the units on Jordan Street, I think it is.
Their explosion of gold paper fired from the cannon. Well, I've seen saw the tweet picture.
Yeah.
And I also saw the photo of you two taken by Mark McNulty, and he's now on his blog looking quite glorious. And so I saw the tweet picture. Now, one of the things which I really wanted to get along to and couldn't was to see David Hoyle at the A Foundation.
Oh, yes.
Because I used to be a big fan of Divine David.
Right.
That was, I can't remember how long ago, maybe it was early 2000s. And he used to do some strange show on Channel 4. But I also, and also the, we went to see him at the Unity when he was doing some contemporary dance.
Right.
So, and he produced some fine artworks there on the night at the Unity. So did you manage to get to see him?
We saw him briefly. He was introducing some of the other music that was going on. So we saw I don't know what the guy's name was, but really good guitarist and singer.
Simon somebody.
Yeah. he was really good. And yeah, then Dave Foy, was it?
Yeah.
We just saw him introduce the next act. So yeah, he looked strange. Lots of makeup and not much else apart from some cloth tied around his body. so that was fun. And that was packed out. So Day Foundation is sort of the place you go where everything's finished and have the closing party sort of thing. Everywhere we went was busy. We had everywhere else was busy. And so... quite a success, I think.
Quite a success for Light Night, and therefore that means that in 2011, when Light Night is on again across the country, Liverpool will be taking part.
Yeah, I should think so. And they organised Long Night as well, which will take place in November 18th, or sometime, I think it's November 18th. So that's a much darker one.
Yeah.
Join the biennial.
So that should be really good. As you were saying earlier, yes, your new Liverpool art map, which looks rather spectacular, with the listing of the public artworks and a little preview here for the Liverpool Art Prize 2010 taking place at the Metal at Edge Hill.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yeah, so we're going to drop some of them off at the Tate soon.
Great.
And other places, the Walker and such. They'll be in the tourist information places and all the galleries. So people are welcome to pick up copies. And we'll have it online as well. We haven't got this version online, yes, but it will be, so people can download it.
Brilliant. And that is the news this week. Roundup of the week. Ian, tell us what happened last week, apart from Light Lights, which you've given us a great introduction to. Tell us about Toulouse-Lautrec.
Yeah.
High kicks and low life.
Yes. High kicks and low life. That sums up Toulouse-Lautrec, does it?
Yeah.
This is the Walker, yes. It's probably going to be a bit overshadowed by the Picasso thing, isn't it?
But yeah.
It's a really good exhibition. About 50 prints. It does concentrate on the prints that he did, and there's lots of drawings. There are those sort of things that you expect to attract, you know, the pictures of the Moulin Rouge and the things in the bars and so on, but most of it actually is more drawings. And he went sort of like in the dressing rooms, didn't he, and drew pictures of the women as they were dressing or whatever, into prostitutes and so on, and it's more of those sort of things. So if you're into drawing, it's well worth seeing. And to see those, you know, one-off prints that you can see close up, you can see the mistakes, the mm-hmm. corrections. Quite often you'd use crayon. Not often you talk about crayoning in high art, but you can see the
wax crayons.
The real stuff, good to see up close. And there's a lot of information there as well, and there's a nice book that comes with it. It's only £10, it's not a huge catalogue, it's a nice book with all the pictures in there. It's a British Museum tour exhibition, but it's actually starting at Liverpool. I've got mine now, there's a reason for that. because the Walker is part of National Museum Liverpool, so it's the only national gallery outside of London.
Yeah.
People probably don't realise that, but although most cities outside London have like municipal galleries, the council, Liverpool has such a wonderful
collection
of places like the Walker and the World Museum and so on, and Lady Lever. They've been classed as national galleries outside London. So, mm-hmm. So it's been curated by Pat Hardy, and I think we have an interview with her.
We do.
You can listen to on DefNet Media. And she hasn't been at the Walker for about a month, but she's curated this show, and then it'll go around to other places.
So I did manage to nip in for 5 minutes, and when I mean say 5 minutes, I do mean 5 minutes. It was kind of like, you know, managing to run in quickly, have a look around, and then being dragged off somewhere else. So it was quite interesting to see the sketches that he did for the posters final, because he'd do some rough sketches, some rough outlines, and then he'd develop it a bit further, and then you'd see the final product and how that kind of transition, and his thinking from one piece of work to the next, to the final product. So it is very interesting to, you know, to get, you know, almost get into his thinking as to how he produced this work, or, you know, the process involved.
Yeah, it definitely gives you more idea of what accomplished artists.
Yeah.
As well, and the influential. Because his prints just look so, still look quite modern, like 1800s. Strange. Yeah, that sort of the thick outlines he does on things, and the typography, it could be any time. Obviously influenced a lot of people.
Okay, brilliant. Now so we have got that interview with Pat Hardy now, but moving away from high kicks and low life. I'm not sure what they mean by low life. Was that a reference to Toulouse himself? You've also managed to get along to In Every Dream Home a Heartache. This was at the Bridewell. So tell us about this, because we were talking about this last week. It's only a very interesting exhibition.
Yeah, it is good. It's quite small. The Bridewell is mainly studios, but they have a small gallery space on the ground floor, and they also use the corridor by the entrance, which was full of several works by Simon Alabaster. lots of little paintings all put together there. And then in the gallery there's some good works. They're all by artists who are based in some of the other studios, both Bridal and others, like Red Wire and Royal Standard. It's good. It's only open Saturday and Sunday, I think, until the 20th of June. What's well worth looking at.
And then what did you get from the exhibition? Because it was the message almost behind the exhibition was that, you know, while we're there busy looking at everything globally, what we're actually missing is something that's happening here at home. What did you...
Yes. Or just things, not home as in Liverpool, but home as actual people's homes. So all Simon Albass's works were paintings of the bathroom or the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And Alex... surname, the photographer Alex Voltovich.
Yeah.
I love it. It's just a photo album.
Yeah.
And lots of photographs. I think it's her as a child, and somebody's holding up the photographs, and then she's photographed that. So you can see like a picture of her maybe in the garden or something, being held up in the garden.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
difficult to explain. But yes, that's all about her family life, I think, from way back, probably, I think she's from Poland or somewhere. What else was there? I'm trying to remember. Kevin Hunt from Royal Standard did one of his, he take bits of furniture and reassembles them.
Yeah.
So that was, I think, the table legs. there's some abstract works. The title comes from a Roxy Music song, but I'm not sure what it is. In Every Dream, Home, a Heartache.
It's not a Roxy Music track I'm familiar with, but that's not surprising. Now, also, Ian, you went down to see the Royal Standard at Tate Modern, so tell us about that. Your first trip out of Liverpool for God knows how long. Yeah, tell us about Royal Standard at Tate Modern.
Yeah, it is my first trip out of Liverpool. And went to Tate Modern. Tate Modern are celebrating their 10th year, and so they had this exhibition event thing, what's it called, No Soul for Sale, I think the whole thing's called, and yeah, they invited Royal Standard to take part, so that I think all of them were there, all 20 odd of the studio artists went down, and they're one of the stars of the show, actually. I saw reviews online who said mm-hmm. people's favourites. What they were doing was, each gallery or artists, whatever, had a small amount of floor space in the big turbine hall there,
yeah,
which was completely packed out. So they had the small area, and they asked people to come up to them with an idea. It could be an idea that they might find useful, you know, for their practice or mm-hmm. for their studio or whatever, or it could be some other idea that they just thought was good. And so you'd sit down at a desk and give them your idea. And then the two artists at the desk would discuss it with you, and then they'd sort of hide their faces and discuss it at great length to decide whether they thought it was a good idea or a bad idea. And they had a microphone there, so they'd come to their decision, and then they would announce to everybody that was around whether it was a good idea or a bad idea. Yeah, and so if it was a good idea, they'd ring bells and shout and cheer and clap. Well, if it's a bad idea, they make some other booby noise. So then if it was a good idea, they would give you, I think they'd give you like a raffle ticket or something, and say you then go off and you put your number into a tombola sort of thing, and from that you'd win one of the artworks.
Excellent.
So they're all little artworks, nothing too fancy, or artworks that have been done by the studio artists. And so if you had a good idea, you'd get one of these artworks to take away with you.
Brilliant.
And so it was great. It was really interactive. And there was a whole queue of people waiting to give their ideas. So we didn't have a go. We couldn't think of anything anyway. But if we did, we think we couldn't queue for that long. But yeah, everyone really seemed to be enjoying it. And I think the Royal Standard got a lot out of it, because I think part of the idea was they would just communicate with other artists, other studios that were there and so on, and get a whole dialogue going.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting up, I haven't looked at the blog actually, they're putting all the results and things on the blog, all the ideas, all the good ideas anyway, on a blog, so I have to check that out. So yeah, that was great.
And so was that just over this weekend, or is it continuing, or?
Yeah, it was just over the weekend. I mean, it did tie into the museums at night things. So
yeah.
They were there from 10 in the morning or something, or maybe even early, to set it up right through till midnight. The whole 3 days, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So they're pretty worn out. They did working shifts, you know.
Yeah.
Because they had one desk for the judges to decide what was good and bad, another desk for more information, the Tom Bowler area, another area where they actually gave up the artwork. So they were all there milling around and was really getting stuck in. So yeah, I'd say the whole turbine hall was just full of these sections. There was some really weird things going on. It was so packed out. We're used to these quieter galleries here.
you want them to be busy, but we don't want them to be quiet.
When they do, we don't
want them there.
No. When it's claustrophobic and you can't actually see anything because it's just too many, you just get elbowed everywhere.
So yeah.
It was hard work getting around, but we enjoyed it overall, yeah.
Oh, well, you know, big thumbs up to Royal Standard and good luck.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
That's fantastic.
See more of that.
And that is the roundup of the week. This week. Okay, Ian, quick roundup of what's coming up in this week. Starting on Friday the 21st of May, no openings on the Thursday, how strange. But Art and Music, Fallout Factory. Tell us about this, what's going on, whereabouts is it?
I don't know a lot about it, to be honest. It's tying in with
Liverpool Sound City, yeah. It's taking place, launching today, the 9th, whatever date.
Yeah, right, yes.
18th of May.
Yeah, so, but these guys, Fallout Factory, falloutfactory.com, have organised this thing at Leaf Cafe here next door in the elevator building from 7 right through to 2 in the morning on Friday. So the combining the music that's going on,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what the music is, they've got 10 art pieces from 10 local artists. Well, I hope they have anyway, they've put the calls out for artwork from artists. I haven't actually seen who's been involved, but I've seen the artworks just be on the wall,
mm-hmm.
Leaf Cafe to add a bit of multimedia to the event.
It also says there's 10 pieces of artwork from 10 local artists, including Fallout Factory's very own Reggie Orman and Adam Bresnan.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Not particularly. Neither do I.
Oh, yeah. Live performances from international band The Mohawk Lodge and Billy Van and Her Ranchans. Okay.
We don't know them either.
It's free entry, so get down there, get some music, see some art.
And have a good time till 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yes.
Now, also opening to the general public, obviously, not to the likes of yourself, Ian, the cognoscenti of the art world, because I believe you're going tomorrow, which is Wednesday, is opening on Friday to the public, is Peace and Freedom from Picasso at Tate Liverpool. So, what do you know about this, then?
Yeah, we are very privileged to be able to go to the press view because talk about packed galleries. They've been selling tickets for this since the beginning of the year, so they're outstanding. Been publicising for more volunteers to help with the organise the queues and so on. So they're expecting a lot of people. Pablo Picasso, yeah. Peace and Freedom. It's another Picasso exhibition, but it's different in the sense that they are focusing on his work that he did with the peace movements during the war years and so on, and with the Communist Party, the sort of thing that tends to get overlooked when people talk about Picasso. He did do a lot of work, for charity, the peace movements. I mean, there is his Dove of Peace, which became the emblem of the peace movement. But, you know, he would donate artworks for fundraising events for the Communist Party and other freedom fighters and so on. And, yeah, so the artwork sort of goes with that, and I think there is a lot of documentary stuff as well that people can read more about it. Maybe some people might... again, like with Klimt a couple of years ago, some people were disappointed because they expected to see those images that you always see of Klimt, but there was different stuff. Again, that might happen with Picasso. You might not see
their favourite Picasso.
Their favourite Picasso, but
I think as the material states, it is an interesting insight into the artist's real life. You know, where he is, he was a political campaigner. And this is where it's widely held that he was, the widely held view of the artist is, a creative genius, playboy, and compulsive extrovert. Mm-hmm. But then, that might be on the one side, but then on the other side, he's a great campaigner as well for peace.
Yeah. So, it's interesting.
Yeah.
So, there's more to the guy than you might realise. So it's good to have something fresh, just the same old stuff.
It is. It's a pay for exhibition as well, though, isn't it?
So it's £10. Yes.
£10.
£8 concessions, and as I say, they've been selling tickets for a while, so
It will be quite busy then.
Order in advance, I would say. Otherwise, you queue for a while. And of course, if you take member, then you don't have to pay, and you can normally sort of go in a fast queue.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're a member, you still have to get tickets because I'm sure it'll be they have to control how many people
go into the gallery at one time.
So I think normally for these certain things, they had a separate faster queue for the members just to pick up a ticket and go up.
It's also that kind of thing where if you get 500 people in a gallery all at once, you can't see the artworks, and so it just spoils it spoils it for you. Okay, well, that opens on Friday to the general public and
goes through till 30th of August.
Now, moving on to this matter. We were just talking about Royal Standard down at Tate Modern, but tell us about This Matter, which is a new show opening at Royal Standard this Friday. Not sure if there's a private view or not. Oh, there is.
Yep.
But so tell us about This Matter. What's it about, and does it matter?
This Matter, the Royal Standard, really busy people down there, aren't they? This one's been co-curated by Harry Lawson, Claudia Lastra, and Lucy McDonald, artists based at Royal Standard. There is a private view on Friday from 5 till 8. Why is it called This Matter? It's an exploration into the physical nature of landscapes, drawing together the changing ideas of what is natural and unnatural within our everyday surroundings. And so there's print works by various people, and multidisciplinary artworks by various people, lots and lots of names here, and site-specific works as well. And they've organised all kinds of talks and super socials.
It was the super socials which you mentioned last year, last week's podcast. Yeah, it was kind of the get-togethers, the dinner party kind of thing where all the artists get together, they talk. It's kind of like it's a great, it's how to inspire yourself, by talking to your peers and finding out what they think. And
yeah.
So those super socials sound quite good.
As you enjoy a free meal.
A free meal? Wow.
It's a limited number of people. They had these in during 2008, not just during Bannon, I think they were throughout the year, somebody organised them. And you'd sign up for it, and then you'd all sit around and have a meal and just discuss with the artists and various things. So you've got talks. There's Dr. Timothy Martin, lecturer in architecture and cultural theory from Leicester University. Over the weekend of the Liverpool Open Studios, 12th and 13th of June, they're doing something, Build Your Own Disasters Workshop. And they're having a barbecue as well during that weekend. It all looks really interesting.
Now, also coming up, there's a lot coming up on Friday the 21st, and of course Liverpool Sound City's on at the same time, so it's going to be busy in the city. But outside of the city, I should say, the Celebration of Colour exhibition, the Mia Grange Gallery, St Helens. Well, of course, this is Dot Art's new gallery space, isn't it? What's going on there? What's this about?
Other people are really busy doing stuff. Dot Art keep opening new venues. And so it's somewhere in St Helens. Mia Grange, M-E-R-E Grange, .co.uk, you'll find more information. It's on the Mia Grange Business Park, somewhere in St Helens. So I don't know what it looked like. It's a big space by the sounds of it. And so they're called the Mia Grange Gallery, and artists featuring Graham Murray, Matthew Thomas, Michelle Burrows, Sophie Green, Paul Shears, loads more. All dot art artists. And I believe she's going to open another one soon, somewhere else as well.
Wowzers.
Yeah, so they're having a, are they having a private view? I don't see.
Don't see the information there at the moment.
Why can't I see it? Oh, sorry, Friday. That's when it starts. Starts on Friday. I'm sure if you
go on the Art in Liverpool website, there'll be more information there, and we'll say if there is a private view or if not.
Or maybe .art do these events, right, invitations.
Oh, they do, yeah. I did get one of those through.
Yeah. So I might have already closed, but I'm sure that you'll get, I'm sure they'll let you in.
If you go along and are nice. Now, also, so this is very busy, also coming up on Friday. The Hope University Degree Show at the Cornerstone Gallery.
Yes, every year there's a degree show at Hope University. They're always very good. At the Cornerstone in Everton there. And we have to go to that one.
Yeah.
We want to anyway. But,
But
we always do a purchase prize. We sponsor the John Moore Degree Show as well to an extent. But for the Hope University one, we actually have a look around the exhibition the day before it opens, and we actually buy one of the artworks for Art in Liverpool. And then on the Friday evening, when they have the viewing to the general public and everybody, there's various awards. The Women's Hospital always do a purchase prize as well. So we announce who it is then, and the student gets very excited and comes up and gets their award, and then we get a painting or drawing, whatever.
Excellent.
To add to our collection, which is actually in the Cornerstone Room.
So what, your collection?
I think it's the fourth. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a wall somewhere in Cornerstone with our collection of artworks.
Excellent. It's about time that you had your own collection of artworks show.
Yeah, maybe we should, yeah. But it's such a diverse selection of works.
Well, makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad, purchase price.
Yeah. And I say they're always good. The Hope University covers fine arts, and there's ceramics and jewellery and textiles and so on. And I'm not sure if it's still in the Cornerstone building, because they've opened this brand new
thing. I haven't seen that yet, no.
It's called the Creative Campus or something. So there's the Capstone building.
Yeah.
Which is other arty stuff. maybe some of it being there, I don't know.
So that's opening on Friday the 21st of May. Now, the last thing in...
Just last week, so.
The last thing is an open day. Cully and Sullivan exhibition. It's an open day at Gallery for All Arts. This is Saturday the 22nd of May. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Gallery for All Arts is the place in Lark Lane Police Station.
Yeah.
The former police station. It's been there for a while now, and... the new exhibition is Derek Cully and Terry Sullivan, both really good abstract painters that people locally probably know if they've been around many exhibitions. So just the two of them. And it is, as is usually the case with Gallery for All Arts, they have like a viewing sort of open day on the Saturday afternoon. So that's this Saturday 22nd from 12 noon till 4 o'clock. And then the exhibition goes on to the 17th of June. She has got two little galleries there now, sort of two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
One faces onto Lark Lane, the other one is downside near the entrance to where the big hall is, where they have the art fairs and things like that. So yeah, two good artists, Derek Cully and Terry Sullivan, well worth a look.
Brilliant, and that is the weekend. Further ahead, Ian, we have the once fantastical and sometimes a bit missy, the Hope Festival. Because I say sometimes fantastical because when I've been down to, when it's been on down at Otterspool Prom, I've gone down and I've gone, wow, this is absolutely brilliant. So it was there in 2008, it was down at Otterspool Prom. I don't think you went, but
no.
I went down, had a wander around. I'm not sure if I want to be bike or not, but it's great. Loads of stuff there for kids. There was families there. There was all sorts of stuff going on. Brilliant, brilliant day out. And it's like over the weekend, I think when the kids are on, you know, just at the start of half term or something like that.
Yeah.
But then last year, 2009, It was in Brunswick Dock, somewhere like that, and it was
Waterloo Dock.
Waterloo Dock. It was Dock. It was really hot, yeah. And it was dusty, and the main stage was you had to get the bus there. It was a bit obscure, and the main stage was over this side, and there were other things going on over that side. The security was a bit, and you just go. But this year, thankfully, 2010, it's moved back to Otterspool Prom. So, which is great, because it's kind of, there's loads of grassy areas for families to sit out. It's enormous, enormous, expansive area. But tell us what you know, what you're looking forward to, and I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, as you say, we missed the Otterspool ones. So the early ones, the pier head, which are quite nice. But we did go to the docks last year, and it was a bit harsh. Yeah, dusty and so on. we just go because there is, while we're talking about on here, because there is like graffiti art going on. Not really interested in the skateboarding and the mountain bike stuff, but it is good fun for those who are interested and the family and so on. The kids go along, and BBC Blast are there doing all kinds of workshops.
Brilliant.
Which involves like stuff and painting your skateboard or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you can sign up to those workshops actually on the BBC Blast website. There's Zap Graffiti are always involved in doing these massive walls of graffiti art. And I've just put something on my blog about it, called It's Combat Calligraphy. So it's graffiti text graffiti text type stuff. Some make a competition of it. So there's all kinds of names which I don't know. Burning Saxony, Omsk 167 Slider, Cirque Capazzo, and so on. I'm sure you're familiar with these people.
They sound like the code words for something or other, yes.
Yeah, Toys Crew, Zombie and Money, etc., etc. So they'll be there.
Doing some graffiti artwork?
Yeah, so it goes over the 2 days of it's the bank holiday weekend, but the hub takes place on Saturday and Sunday. And so if you go on the Saturday, go early on Saturday, then they're just starting the painting their stuff. But then if you go later on the Sunday, they'll be finishing off and you can see the completed artworks. And they're still pretty good, I think. So that's why we're always a bit interested. Zap Graffiti really do some good stuff.
They do. Of course, yeah, I go along and I have a look at the graffiti, but I also go along and look at the skateboarding. Look at the last year, they had skateboarding, BMXing. Well, every year they have skateboarding, BMXing. Some bloke on his mountain bike jumping on poles, getting up really high. And they're going, there's loads of freebies, or there has been in the past, there was freebies being given away for this, that, and the other. There's a battle of the bands or some such like going on. There's a vote. You can vote online now for your favourite band to take part and such like, but it's really good fun just to go down. If you go down on your bike, which is really nice down Otterspool, so you can chain your bike up, leave it there, and also you look like as if you've I'm involved in my bike, skateboarding.
Okay, that's enough.
It's really lots and lots of good fun down there.
There's a music group. I didn't mention the music.
The music.
I've just seen as Shlomo, the human beatbox. There's human beatboxing.
Yep.
And freebies, as you mentioned, and lots of nice food stalls as well.
Lots of nice food. We saw each other last year. Last year's one.
Eating our chips.
We were saying just nice food stalls, and I was thinking, hold on, we were eating chips last year. So hopefully there'll be nicer food stalls this year.
Yeah, and ice cream, because we're heading for an ice cream spell.
We are. Well, it's ice cream weather at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, so I hope it lasts till the end of the month, 28th, 29th, is it? Yeah.
28th, 29th, should be really good fun.
Sorry, 29th and 30th.
29th, 30th even. Should be really good fun. I'm looking forward to it. So I'll expect to see you two down there in your gear.
Yeah.
With your skateboards.
Yeah.
Getting down with the kids.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Trying to drop that one.
Just don't take any photographs.
Yeah. okay, well that is the end of this week's Art in Liverpool podcast, and so I would like to say thank you very much. Thank you very much for filling me in on what I missed of Light Night and all of the many other various things that I've missed along the way. Hopefully I might be able to get out and see some stuff at some point. But for now, Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.